thank you for stopping by my first episode of my podcast. I am Amateur Troubadours and Writers. When did it all started? For sure with my grandfather, that was in my child's eye the best storyteller. After telling my cousins and I ghost stories, he would send one of us to the kitchen to fetch him a glass of water, and we would be terrified of that thought alone. Later on, after he passed, I learned from many friends that after a few drinks in his younger age, he would take all of center stage and sing his heart out, have everyone dancing on the dance floor, a true troubadour. Have you ever heard someone tell a story in your presence so engrossing and out there that you would tell yourself mentally, I wish I was a writer so I could tell this story? In my life, I have met such characters coming in and out of my inner circle. I have listened to them and then run home and sit in front of my notepad trying to capture everything that was said, to the best of my recollection, not wanting to omit any detail, no matter how harsh, crude, or unreal it seemed. At moments, I have felt like Shakespeare, with so many actors and plays in my head, begging me to tell my story. Tell my story, the spirits of the stories will cry. I've been writing for my own enjoyment since the age of 10, poetry, short stories, and essays. Won an honorary mention at university for a short story, and been rejected many times for my children's stories. By the world standards, I am in limbo, raised in a Spanish country, and I have lived in the United States my whole adult life. With my grammar no good for either country, I am not able to write. By the world standards, I am not a legitimized writer, but in my imagination, I am. But hold on, I have something to say. The time has come to recognize my grandfather and all those characters I have encountered and tell their stories in this new medium. So here I present these gems to you, and I hope you enjoy them as much as I have enjoyed them recollecting them. My daddy. In the semi-lit corner of the old barn, we tried to be as quiet as we could. Up and down, slowly and at times very hard, she went down on me. With her two small, delicate hands, she grabbed my fully erect, pulsating shaft. Damn, girl, slow down, I murmured. Any second now, and there will be no turning back. I wanted to enjoy this as long as I could. Outside, the West Virginia summer hot mountain air, coming down the holler, sipped through the cracks of the red old barn. But she was back at it, wanting to please me. I caressed her small breast. Where did you learn to do that? She raised her head up, wiped her mouth with the back of her small left hand, with those big blue eyes staring back at me without missing a beat. She answered, my daddy. The story was told to me by Hillbilly, and he swore he was not the main character.